take a slow, effortless breath, and I'm going to invite you, as you finish taking that breath, to go into a slightly altered space and slip back in time. Not far, as it turns out. Slip back moment by moment, minute by minute, hour by hour, back to the very point in time when you remember today becoming fully awake and alert, out of a dream state and into a state of being aware that you are awake today. So slip back, move back in time. It may be quite a long time ago if you are listening to this in the evening, or you might be only a few minutes if you're listening to this as a first activity of the day. So slip back in time, slip back, slip back, slip back, and record as best you are able for yourself that time when you first woke up today. Now that you are at that time, that place, and that point in time, what was the first thought that you had today? Remember it now. What was the first thought that came into your consciousness today? I ask you now, does this thought that you had when you first awoke serve your best and highest good? Is this thought charged with energy? Does this thought have the content that gives you juice and enthusiasm to get up out of bed and to forge ahead with your day today? Is this a thought that you want to have tomorrow or another day? Or is this a thought that you remember having before? Perhaps on another morning, or perhaps on many other mornings, or perhaps this is a thought that you wake up with frequently, a thought that you do not see is serving your best and highest good. Acknowledge it to be one way or another, and with your intention, if the thought you had today is not one that you wish to wake up with tomorrow, then make it so. And create for yourself tomorrow, when you first come to consciousness, a new thought. A thought that gives you energy, enthusiasm, thirst, and joy of being able to get up out of bed and to live your day to the fullest. Parkinson's Recovery, and this is Robert Rogers.